Bible says in John 21, and I'm going to read from verse 3 to 14. A few scriptures I'm going to read this morning. God will help me. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We are going with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat. And that night they caught nothing. But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." They cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went up and dragged the nets to land, full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. I pray that you will catch a revelation of the Lord Jesus in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit of God, I acknowledge you, my teacher, my helper, my strength. You are the one who teaches the truth. You are the one who knows the mind of God. Pass through me this morning and speak the mind of God, that I and this your children will be blessed and your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. And those who believe God said,
amen.
Amen. After Jesus had died and resurrected, he had revealed himself a few times. A couple of times to the disciples. Peter said, "I'm going to fish." He left his assignment. Another disciple too said, "We're coming with you." They went fishing the same place where, the same occupation where Jesus called him from. The same day Jesus called him, he caught nothing. And it was through Jesus he caught so much. And this same night, Jesus came also. And they caught nothing. Their efforts was fruitless. I pray in the name of Jesus that 2019 from today, your efforts will no longer be fruitless in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Jesus told them what to do. And they obeyed. They obeyed and they got results. Their obedience ended their fruitless efforts and frustration. Their obedience ended their fruitless efforts and their frustration. Listen to me, church. If you choose to obey God, as we are ending the year, going into a brand new year, if you choose to obey God, I can guarantee you your frustrations will end.
Amen.
You will get positive results. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen to me. There are blessings connected to obeying whatever the Lord commands. There are blessings that are connected to anything that God will ask you to do. From this pulpit many times, you are going to hear the commands of God. And let me tell you something that I told the workers this morning. I will never tell you that God said something when God did not say. God forbid. Nobody will come to this pulpit to manipulate anybody. God forbid. Hallelujah. We will tell you whatever God says. Then it's up to you to choose whether to obey what he says or to ignore it. Also, you will seek him diligently. You will seek him in prayer. I didn't hear an amen.
Amen.
From today, you'll begin to seek God diligently.
Amen.
Through fasting, through study of the word, through praise and worship on any issue at all, and you will hear God. I say God will speak to you by the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. But let me say ahead, because there are people who have said, oh, the Lord said, and everything they said the Lord said is always contrary to the word of God. It's always against the will of God. Anything God will tell you will always be in alignment with his word. Let me tell you something quickly about the word of God. The word of God is fixed. Tell your neighbor, it's fixed. It's not flexible. The word of God is not what? It's not flexible. It's fixed. That's why the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, forever. It doesn't change. His word is the same throughout all generation. His word is the same. They are called living statutes. That's why our radio program is called Living Statutes. Unchangeable word of God. We sing the song forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled. It's settled, it's fixed. God does not bend it to suit me. He doesn't bend it to suit you. So you have to determine that I will not bend the word of God to suit me. Don't bend the word of God to suit yourself. Just do what he says. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 to 14 makes it clear, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, he's told us the blessings that will follow us. It's a determination you and I have to make that I am going to hear God. I'm going to follow his word. I'm going to follow his will. And then the blessing will come. Now let's go back to the story. These disciples, they did what they were told. They caught a great multitude of fish. Actually, they were numbered. They called them great fish. If you have ever seen a big salmon before, you know it's a big fish. There are other fish that are so mighty, huge, edible ones, I mean. A blessing they caught. But watch this. The Bible said, they were 200 cubits from land. I was caught there. 200 cubits from land. That was where they caught the fish. They caught the fish 300 feet from shallow, from the land. They were in shallow ground. They were returning already. Because if Peter can jump into the water and wade because he knew it was the Lord, they were not far away. But it was in that same shallow water, the impossible place, that they caught a blessing because the Lord said so. We look, we calculate. When God speaks, we are calculating. God doesn't care about calculation. Who wants calculation? Who wants the land? Who wants the water? That's where we get lost. We calculate. Oh, if the Lord said I should do this, ow. Your mind is too small to capture God. Those who will obey God don't calculate. They just do what he says. He said, cast the net on the right side of the boat. They just did it. Anyway, they have not caught anything by their effort in obeying God, they caught. God doesn't care whether it's shallow water or deep water. Just obey him. It does not matter where you are. It does not matter what the conditions may say. As long as you do what he says, you will be okay. Touch your neighbor, say, as long as you do what he says, you will be okay. Believe I'm telling you the truth, you will be okay. Hallelujah. Now listen, they got to the shore. The Bible says, Jesus already made fire. And he already had fish grilling on the fire. Yet he asked them to bring some of the fish they caught. He asked them, have you had breakfast? They said, no. He said, okay, bring some of the fish that you caught. There was fish. Now, somebody don't tell me, oh, the fish that was on the fire was not going to be enough for them. Jesus multiplied two fish, fed 5,000. Hallelujah. So he could have multiplied that one and feed a few fishermen. Praise the Lord. So why did he tell them, bring some? I want to prophesy to somebody that this coming new year, you will not labor for nothing. I say you will not labor for nothing. You will not labor for another person to consume it. In the name of Jesus. Jesus was showing them, if you obey me, you walk with me. Every blessing you get, you will be the first partaker of it. You know what the Bible says in Isaiah 65? I read from verse 20 to 24. They shall build houses and inhabit them. Can I hear an amen? Amen. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. Amen. They shall not build for another to inhabit. Amen. They shall not plant and another eat. Amen. For as the days of a tree, so shall the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the works of their hand. Hallelujah! You will enjoy your labor. Every labor on your children, you will enjoy your labor. Another person will not take your labor. They will not enjoy your reward. In the name of Jesus. Your labor over your children will not be in vain. The Bible says, we did not bring forth our children for trouble. Your children are not brought forth for trouble. My children are not brought forth for trouble. They are brought for honor. They are brought for global influence, global recognition. In the name of Jesus. The ones who believe me, shout a good amen. He said, they shall not labor in vain. Not bring forth children for trouble. For they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord. I prophesy to our children. They are the descendants of the blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And their offsprings with them. That is to say the children of our children. They are blessed. And the children of our children's children, they are blessed. Because you have a willing heart to obey. He said, it shall come to pass that before you call, he says, I will answer. And while you are still speaking, God will hear you. Hallelujah. Now there was another scenario. In John chapter 2, very familiar scriptures. I'm going to read from verse 5 to 10. They were in the marriage of Cana of Galilee, and the Bible said they were invited, Jesus and his mother and his brethren, and there was no more wine. And please, I'm not, I don't care whether it was alcoholic wine or not. That's not my issue. His mother said to the servants, after his mother went to him and said, they don't have any more wine. She knew the kind of child she has. Jesus too was the Lord over his mother. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 to 30 gallons each. Jesus said to them, you see those water pots? Fill them with water. They must have looked at themselves. They say no wine. You are saying fill them with water. And the mother has just said, whatever he says, you just do it. It's not your business how he's going to make the miracle. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now. They came back to him. We've done what you said. He said, draw out. Take it to the master of the feast. Take it to the chairman first. That's part of the instruction. That's part of the instruction. Don't drink it along the way. Don't give it to your brother or your sister along the way. Take it to the chairman of the feast. And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and he said to him, every man at the beginning set out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior, you have kept the good wine until now. Let me tell you something. Anything the Lord does is always the best. Are you listening to me? God's plan for your life is the best. God's plan for my life is the best. He always wins. Burdens are lifted when we take our burdens to Jesus by the Holy Spirit. We take it to Him and we wait for His direction. Child of God, listen to me. Now the way you are going to be praying is going to be different when you are in your home. You go to seek God. Wait a while. Let Him talk to you. Let Him minister back to you. Prayer is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. Lord, what are you saying? Holy Spirit, what are you saying? It will speak to you in a way you will understand it. I asked God about this message many times before I came to preach it. Lord, what do you want me to say? Like I've said to our workers, I'm not going to do anything except the Lord says. Because that's the only thing that can bless. Praise the Lord. I'm tired running by myself. I'm tired. My bones are tired. Doing whatever the Holy Spirit says is the answer to every problem. Doing whatever the Holy Spirit says is the answer to every problem. God makes our lives better when we do whatever He says. If we do what He says we should do, our lives will be better. You see, we may not even understand it. We may not understand what He's asking us to do. It may not make sense, because putting water, drawing it out, going to give somebody and it became wine, doesn't make sense. And the conditions we are in may not favor His instructions. Just do it. Just do it. Logic cannot align with God. Logic is too small. I got a revelation. I'll drop it on you in a bit. From Genesis chapter 1, oh my God, I put my two hands on my head. I'm like, what? I have been reading this for how many years? When God created the heavens and the earth, everything he made, he said it was good. But not everything. When he made the firmament, he didn't say it was good. Go and read your Bible. He didn't say it was good. When he made the firmament, separated the firmament from the water, he didn't say it was good. Lord, why? But every other thing was good. Because that was the habitation of the devil. Is somebody getting me? That was the habitation of who? The devil. So he didn't say it was good. That's why you see when we are praying to God, he says, number one, he says, without faith, you can't please God. You can work for God, but if you are not working by faith, you can't please him. He says he will reward those who diligently seek him. Your diligence in seeking him must penetrate beyond this heaven into the main throne of the Almighty God. 2019, I prophesy that you begin to see your angel. You begin to see your angel standing by you, waiting to give you instruction, waiting to take your prayers to God. In Jesus' name. God always wins. If you make up your mind today that you will do whatever the word of God says by the Holy Spirit, whatever God commands by the Holy Spirit, I can assure you, success is guaranteed. I'm telling you, success is what? Guaranteed. Inquiring from the Holy Spirit what to do and be led must be in your daily prayer. What is your will for me to do today? What do you want me to do today? You have your jobs to go to. Go to your job. Don't say the Holy Spirit said I shouldn't go to work, except you know for a certainty he told you not to go. If he says you shouldn't go, they won't sack you. But if you lie on him, they will sack you. You won't blame the devil. Praise the Lord. Make up your mind not to plan ahead of God. Make up your mind to connect with God's plan. Make up your mind to connect with God's purpose. They are the best. Let's quickly go through what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. And this is the crux of my message. John chapter 14, verse 15 to 18. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You see, there's no substitute to that. You can say you love God. As long as you are not keeping his commandments, you are lying. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper. That he may abide with you forever. That is, everywhere you go, he's going before you to help you. The Spirit of truth is the one who knows the truth, whom the world cannot receive. Those who are not in Christ can't receive him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. So the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is a person that we need to start having relationship with. He He says, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. He says, I will not leave you orphans. Some translations say, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, that is through the Holy Spirit. Verse 26, he said, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in the name of Jesus. Watch this. He says, he will teach you. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. He will bring to your remembrance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was just reminded what the Holy Spirit said to me personally, to me and my family, that I was supposed to do today. I totally forgot. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He will bring to your remembrance all things I said to you. John 14, verse 26. He says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, the helper, we are reading him as the helper. We are told he's our helper. There is no other helper. If a human being will help you, it will be by the Holy Spirit. Don't go and be begging around and manipulating around. The helper whom the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Hallelujah. John 16, verse 7 to 15. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. Because Jesus can't be in two places at the same time when he was still on earth. But now he can be anywhere. But by the Holy Spirit too. He can show up anywhere, anytime. But if I depart, I will send him to you. He has been sent already. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit is a convictor. The Holy Spirit is a righteous judge. The Holy Spirit is a vengeance judge, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. When you connect with the Holy Spirit, you don't need to worry about enemies anymore. He will be the one judging them. You won't need to be afraid. He will be the one judging them. You'll just be laughing. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm not a fighter. The Holy Spirit fights for me. Amen. He says, but you cannot. He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. This is something you can say to the Holy Spirit every day. Guide me. You want to study the word of God. Guide me. You just see him open scriptures to you the way you've never seen it before. For he will not speak on his own authority. Oh, I don't have time to break that down. But whatever he hears, he will speak. Holy Spirit is authorized to operate, but he doesn't take authority by himself. He receives authority from heaven. He doesn't abuse the authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak. What he hears, he will speak. What he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. Jesus said, he will glorify me. The Holy Spirit does not even glorify himself. He has authority, yet he doesn't glorify himself. He glorifies Jesus.
For he will take of what is mine and declare it to you.
All things are mine. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I say that he will take of mine and declare it to you.
I want you to pray some prayers this morning before we wrap up. I'm just doing what he told me to do. I'm not going to do more than that.
Say, Holy Spirit, by your divine visitation into my life, let all forms of frustration end today in the name of Jesus.